Banff and I have returned from whence we started. Bus stop at Clover Road in Bromyard. And poor old Vance, he brought me back to the bus stop, turned around and flopped down on the ground. Unfortunately, we've got 45 minutes to the bus, so I think we might walk into Bromyard, which, judging from the way we came on the bus, means walking down this hill. So, should we do that, Handy? Do you fancy a little walk?
He says, no, not a walk. I want to get a bus.
Come on, Handy. I'm going to go for a walk. I don't really know where I'm going, but I've never let that stop me before. Find the curb, bus. Forward. Let's go. I think what I shall do. Find the curb, Handy. Come on. Is find the next bus stop in Bromyard. I've still got the name of this place in my head, in Bromyard. And then if I have time, once I found the bus stop, we'll see if there's a public house nearby that might serve me a beer. I've only had a half at the Darla thing. Never found the real ale tent. Although the beer I had, which I think was Ludlow Best, possibly, or was it Ledbury Best? Well, that's been Ledbury, I would have thought. It was actually very nice. I wish I'd had a pint, actually. And for a bar, you know, a makeshift bar for Advance, it was actually well kept, well settled. A nice beer. Anyway, we're walking down a relatively steep hill now. There are driveways going off it every now and again. Good boy, big dog. Find the way. Now, I just need to keep track of time in case I make a mess of this for Advance and need to retrace my steps. Find the way, big doggy. Good boy. Wouldn't do to miss the one remaining bus of the day if you're going to Worcester. Find the way, big dog. Taking a Zoom recording of a good chunk of today, but I might leave it up to Fee as to what she does or doesn't want to edit or upload, and if there's anything interesting on it, as I really find time to edit my own recordings. I still haven't sorted out all my ones from Germany back in December, so the chances of me getting around to these ones seems fairly slim. So there's a fairly quick way of doing it. I'd do it, but it just always seems to take me forever. Find the way, Handy. That's it, big boy. Was interrupted there by Andrew trying to call me, but not, I think, having enough signal to actually speak. So I've left a message telling him where I'm going, and maybe I'll get a call back. If the audio boot goes dead again, you'll know why. Straight on, Vance. Heard a bus go the other way, which makes me slightly nervous, but I'm pretty sure that the bus I want is about 5. Give it a good kick, whatever it was, by accident. Go on, Andy. Poor Vance, he's on a bit of a go slow now. I don't blame him, it's really hot and not his favourite kind of weather. I've given him as much water as he'll drink, but he can be a bit silly at times like this and not have as much as he ought to. Go on, Handy. I'll take the Zoom out of my pocket for a bit. say for the Zoom, this is walking down the hill into Bromyard. Find the curb for me, handy. Where are you going? Yeah, find the curb.
Hi, Robert.
Oh, hello.
I was just about to phone you. I'm really sorry it didn't...
No, no, it's okay.
I couldn't get away from this place.
No, it's fine. Don't worry at all. Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. Thanks yourself.
Yeah, not bad. It's been a good afternoon.
Oh, you've had a good time, have you?
Yeah, it's been rather warm, but...
Yeah,
but
definitely.
It's... I think you tried calling me, didn't you?
And I did, yeah.
Did you get my message after that?
No, I didn't know. I've got signals a bit rubbish.
I'm just... Because I think the bus is at 5, isn't it?
It is at 5, yeah.
So I thought I would walk into Bromyard see if there was a pub or something that
we can go to... do you want a pub or a coffee?
I don't mind. What do you fancy?
Have you had any alcohol at all?
I've had a half. I could cope with another pint.
Okay, well, we can go and get... I'm going to take you to a beer... the best place to get some beer in Bromyard.
That would be splendid.
Okay, follow me.
Well, that was a stroke of luck. I bumped into Andrew, as you heard, and he took me to a pub where we had a very nice beer that's apparently brewed just around the corner. And now I'm on the bus back to Worcester. It's been a really nice day. I'm sure I'm really burnt. I can't feel it at the moment, but I suspect I will later on today. If Superdrug is still open, I might go and get some After Sun or something to go and preempt it. But I think the damage is probably already done. Anyway, as I say, it's been a really good day, really worth coming out to. You know, obviously, it's a little bit limiting when you can't see what tent is which and what different stands do and things like that, but as much as I could work it out, it was good. And I'm actually off to another fair-like place, but something on a much, much bigger scale. Next week, the Great Yorkshire Show. I'm a life member of the Yorkshire Agriculture Society, and I go to the Great Yorkshire Show every year, and I'll be going to see my friend Yorkshire Mark. I'm going there at the end of next week,